Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到潘吉杰里告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说现在夏天嘛，也是一个旅游的旺季。Peak season.
Yeah, that's right. Peak season, when everything costs more and everyone's out traveling, right?
特别是现在越来越多我们中国人出去旅游了，对吧？
That's true.
更加的东西贵啊什么。不过我觉得好像我们这么多中国人出去旅游， we also have driven price down.
How so?
Anyway, 下一次再讲。我们今天节目的主题呢，更想说说就是，如果你去到北美旅游啊，特别到美国啊，你的酒店呢有一些大的这个连锁的酒店 hotel chain,
big chain hotels.、Yeah.
那现在也有很多人喜欢去住一些更有性格的小的 boutique hotels,、对吧
？Yeah, they're usually a little more special,
more expensive.
Usually, I'd say, and have a little more flair.
对对对，更有 personality.
Yeah, personality.
所以我们会讲讲在美国这些比较。大的酒店连锁的酒店还有一些 boutique 酒店、然后最重要的就是去美国住酒店呢有一些东西你是自己一定要自备的在中国可能你到了一个酒店什么牙刷呀拖鞋你自己不会带嘛但到美国你不带这些你就啊哦
yeah.
完蛋了啊
yeah, it's true.
好那在听我们今天节目之前呢如果你想特别出国旅游嘛有很多的英语啊从你在机场有的时候行李啊座位啊搞来搞去到到了美国了人家美国 customs officer, 啊或者你们说的borderline security.
Not usually my favorite group of people.
边检的人问你你到美国来干嘛什么什么要你印指纹啊。
But they always ask me, what were you doing in China?
哦是吗
what?
哎就是各种各样的旅游所需的话呢我们 Open Language 有一个新的一个课程包课程专辑就是海外旅游。所以你就是各种跟海外旅游相关的啊从机场呀然后什么过边检呀到了到那儿以后什么打车呀找饭店。各种各样我们有大概30多课吧就是特别为这样场景设计的、
So you know how to get where you're going
对的对的那去尝试这些课呢大家可以免费下载 Open Language 的 App 然后去免费试用我们很丰富的内容和资源啊。好那既然讲到这个旅游 Travel 对吧讲 Travel 的时候呢我首先想问 Spencer 在中国我们会分这种什么跟团游、自助游
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you can either go traveling by yourself or you can go traveling with a group.
所以跟团游就是 travel by a group.
Yep, traveling with a group.
你会听到有
Going on a tour, yeah.
对 going on a tour. 所以当英文你讲 going on a tour 的时候呢一般它就是代表你就是跟一个团对吧 It implies you're traveling with a group.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have enough money, I guess you could always hire like a private tour guide and you could, you know, have your own little small intimate tour. But typically, yeah, you're on a bus with a bunch of people going somewhere.
你刚刚说 tour guide 就是导游
yeah,
对吧
导游。
那其实美国人现在跟团的是很少很少除非很老的人到中国啊或者什么他语言不通的地方对吧
yeah, yeah, that's true.
一般美国人我问说自助游怎么说他们说It's just travel, no?
yeah, yeah. I think this is like a big, you know, like 文化不同, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, you know.
但现在中国也是越来越多自助游啦。
No, it's true. No, that's true. Especially, I think, especially among, you know, young people.
对，就是我们更加的可能英语的能力也稍微好一点，然后我们更喜欢那种 in depth.深度的
yeah.
像那种什么 Lonely Planet 那样的旅游。
Yeah, well, even, you know, for me personally, I've never really been a big fan of tours, because I feel like you don't really get to, you know, see, you know, the real place that you're going. It's like, yeah, you see the sights, but you don't get to interact with the people as much because the whole thing is planned out. You know,
planned out 就是人家都有一个 itinerary,
yeah,
有一个 schedule 行程
yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah.
诶那讲到旅游呢我们刚刚说到酒店啊、就最近有一个节目的听众说在微博上面问我说啊有一些大的酒店的这个集团这种连锁酒店它名字用英文的怎么读呢比如说像万豪对吧、M-A-R-R-I-O-T
Marriott
你们美国的一个非常大的一个 hotel chain 连锁的酒店
yeah, It's quite possibly the biggest hotel chain in the world. I'm not sure which is number one now.
对，我好像
Marriott's really big.
听过它很大 Marriott.
Yeah.
所以是 Marriott 是吧
Marriott, Marriott, yeah, Marriott.
Marriott. 我记得我是什么 有一次在费城吧 Philadelphia Philly 住了一个万豪、然后呢就是你到美国的万豪就会发现他的酒店里会贴很多的画像那种 oil painting
yeah,
油画像的 portrait、
yeah.
是谁呢就是这个酒店的 founder 创始人因为他们到现在还是家族企业 family owned、现在是他儿子在管
yeah. yeah that's true
而且你到了美国的任何的一个 Marriott那个 drawer 就是你的 bedside、床头柜
Have a Bible?
抽屉拉开不只是 Bible, Mormon Bible.
Really? The Marriott has Mormon Bibles?
对因为他的 founder, 他创始人是摩门教的。
Wow,
你不知道吗然后我就
No, I didn't know that.
对对对然后
So that's actually not called the Bible, it's called the Book of Mormon.
对他就是会有一个这个摩门的圣经。你不要笑他们人家摩门人不就是
I didn't say anything.
Business leader, 什么 Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, 都很厉害的啊。
Yeah, not my fan.
好除了美国有万豪那另外一个也是美国很大的 hotel chain, 就是希尔顿。
希尔顿 That's what Hilton right
对 Hilton 那当然很多人现在就看那个 Paris Hilton
Yeah she's actually part of that family
希尔顿那个大小姐
I guess it's still owned by her father then right
她现在我不知道是后来有什么其他的人在管是给就是职业经理人管了、反正就是希尔顿家族
Either way she's not responsible enough to be head of the hotel chain
Hilton H-I-L-T-O-N Hilton、
Yeah Hilton
我发现在中国像 Marriott Hilton 就是其实它算已经是很高级的但是你到美国发现很多的希尔顿 Marriott 当然它是比你一般的 motel 什么要贵很多了但它也不属于那种最顶级的
Right, yeah.
So likeUpper, middle, price range.
Well, you know, an actual thing about pricing when it comes to hotel rooms is that there's almost no rhyme or reason to it. You could have a room, and I can have a room right next to you, identical rooms, and mine could be half the price of yours.
因为你在什么 lastminutehotel.com 上面 book.
Well, that could be a factor. There's actually a lot of things that go into the pricing of hotel rooms, but I once watched a documentary on it that basically just showed it's...Prices are all over the place. It's worse than plane tickets.
好了好了，下次你告诉我们怎么 get the cheapest, okay?
Okay.
Go to Expedia, guys. 好，那还有一个很大的连锁的呢，就是喜来登。
喜来登 will be Sheraton, right?
对 ，Sheraton. Sheraton 是什么 ？Starwoods 吧？
喜
达屋，对，它下面有 Sheraton， 有什么 Intercontinental 洲际是吧？都是一起的啊。然后，还有当然很高级的 Four Seasons。
Yeah, Four Seasons is really, it's quite up there on the list.
Four Seasons 到现在还是好像也是 privately owned， 就是还是他现在那个 founder 的家族，而且他 founder 好像是加拿大人。然后后来开到美国去把酒店开大的
I think you might know more about this than me, Jenny
哎，对我怎么对酒店知道那么多好奇怪
maybe you've done, you know, you've stayed in more hotels than I have
然后还有呢再讲讲我们亚洲很高级的酒店
Shangri-La
对
香格里拉
香格里拉你知道云南香格里拉吗
Yeah, 我去过了
你去过香格里拉 Oh my god, 我还没去过是不是
It's nice
世外桃源 Heaven on Earth
不要那么夸张 But yeah, it's nice
真的吗 OK, 这个 hotel 英文应该读什么 Shangri-La
Yeah, Shangri-La
Shangri-La 真的在那个北美的第一只有一线城市才会有、而且它就通常比那什么 Hilton 啊 Marriott 都要贵好多、它比 Four Seasons 有的时候还贵
Yeah, I wonder what's more expensive You think Shangri-La or the Ritz is more expensive
可能都差不多的等级、你刚刚说的丽兹
Yeah,
对吧
Ritz Carlton
在巴黎那个 The Ritz Coco Chanel 以前在上面也一直有一个套房的 Suite 讲到套房这个读音大家要注意 S-U-I-T-E 不是 suit
Yes,
sweet 就像那个糖那个甜的读音
yeah,
对吧
true.
好那最后再说一下也是美国的吧凯悦集团
Hyatt
对所以 H-Y-A-T-T 这个念 Hyatt
Hyatt
它旗下有不同的品牌嘛有什么 Grand Hyatt
Yeah, true, yeah.
Park Hyatt 各种各样的 Hyatt Right
Yeah. yeah, actually, if you go, yeah, I used to live in New York, there's multiple Hyatts
Hyatt.
in Manhattan. There's also multiple Hiltons and multiple Ritz's.
对，都有好多。
Yeah.
但是呢，这些酒店啊，虽然他们都是 you know, very established, very well-known around the world, 在全球都很出名啊，但现在很多很多的 travelers, 旅行者会觉得 oh, they're so corporate-y.
Yeah, they're really corporate-y, and it's kind of like, it's almost like McDonald's. You know what you're getting, right? It's very, we say cookie cutter.
Cookie cutter, 刚刚我们说 corporate-y, 就是 corporate 公司企业这个词, 那你可以把它变一变变成一个形容词说 something is very corporate-y.
从一个模子里刻出来的。
对,然后你说的 cookie cutter 就是做饼干的模具, 就很多人觉得这个就是 mostly for business travelers, right? 去出差啊什么的, 所以这些 酒店都给你很 corporate 那种就是公共差旅的这种味道。
Yeah, and you'll even see that some of these big hotels, like I remember the Ritz, I think they have like a deal, they're like a CNN sponsor, or they're sponsored by CNN.
对对对, so like, CNN preferred hotel, 就是去那里的人都早上先我一定要读 Wall Street Journal, 然后我要看 CNN, 然后我要conference call. 所以那很多人现在自己出去旅行会去选择一些更加 有 personality 或者你说的更有 flair 更有个性的一些小酒店。
Yeah, I like 个性。
这种酒店呢一般我们就把它叫做 boutique hotel.
Yeah, that's true, boutique
精品酒店啊。 boutique这个词呢 最先是法文 但现在也是英文里用的很多啦。
Yeah, boutique we also use to describe like a small, you know, store.
Shop.
Yeah,
就通常是比较有个性的比较贵的对吧。
Yeah, they're usually a bit more expensive, but they, you know, they sell really like, you know, unique clothing.
像有一些公司很小的 特别是和就是创意有关的 小的那种 agency 设计的啦 公关的啦 他可以说 oh, we're a boutique agency. 它含义就是我们只有 四个人很小,
yeah, no, that's true. Actually, this, you know, this word has been used to describe more, you know, smaller, unique, you know, companies, hotels, and stores more recently. That's right.
其实讲到 boutique hotel 那现在国内也挺多的啦，对吧？上海、北京都有一些很好的 boutique hotel. 然后呢，在美国大城市也很多，包括像我们刚刚说的很大的酒店集团，像 Starwoods， 它下面有 Sheraton 啊 ，Intercontinental 这些就比较 corporate 的。 但它也有一个很成功的 boutique hotel 的品牌 就是 W Hotel.
Oh yeah, the W.
The W 就是 在台北吧 有一个很在亚洲最有名的可能
台北的 W. I used to live in Taipei, so I've
什么你还在台北住过啊？
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, no, I used to live there.
所以你还看得懂繁体字？
Yeah, 繁体字我看得懂。
Okay, good on you. 就是它就好像 W Hotel 开到哪里就是会变成这个城市酒店的一个象征。
Yeah, it's kind of like stylish, you know?
对,你刚刚说 stylish 就是很有范儿的,对吧? Yeah. 然后进去,因为我到台北也住过这 W Hotel, 一进去你就首先,哦,好香哦, 就是他怎么用那么多的香水, 然后就是有点像到了一个 club, 到了一个那个夜店, 对,他就电梯里啊, 大堂里都放这种音乐, 对吧?
Yeah, that's true.
我们说很妖的一个地方, 妖英文可以怎么说？
What, you mean like 摇头的那个摇？
No, 很妖艳的，就是 very, 就 very hip, right? 你们说，
哎呦，是什么妖？
妖怪的妖， very seductive, very hip.
Okay, well, yeah, very hip then, you got it.
Yeah, very hip, exactly.
You gotta play the techno music in the lobby.
好，那我们今天节目快要结束了， 之前还是跟大家说一下， 就是如果你要出国旅行啊什么， 会需要很实用的这个英语口语， 对吧， 出国， 所以呢，可以免费下载 Open Language 的 app 去尝试一下， 我们里面有一个 出国旅行的课程包，然后还有很多很多其他上班的时候、生活的时候都可以用的英文。那最后呢， before we go， 要告诉大家一下，如果你到美国住酒店呢，有几样东西，在中国你不自备，到美国一定要自备的，就是比如说拖鞋。
Yeah, you should bring some slippers.
Slippers, 拖鞋啊。
Well, I don't know. If you stay at the Ritz, they might supply it.
对，我觉得国外。
If you stay at a really nice place, they'll give you stuff.
你知道吗？ 在美国我住了几次， 就是像 Marriott 什么的， 因为 Marriott 在美国， 它也有比较低端的 Marriott。 什么 Marriott Garden 还是什么？
Courtyard.
The Courtyard 里面就不一定有拖鞋， 就至少它不是放在房间的， 但你可能打去那个 concierge 客房部什么的。 request 你说、哦、有没有 slippers 他会给你，但他不是说放在每个房间。
Yeah. Yeah.
另外还有一个我最吃药的，我记得我第一次到美国，那是七八年前，好久以前，住了一个酒店，没有牙刷，没有牙膏。
Yeah.
Oh my god！ 我刚刚坐了十几个小时的飞机，我想刷个牙，你居然 no toothbrush, no toothpaste.
Yeah, I remember I stayed at a Renaissance hotel in New York one time, and、I was with my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, what? No toothbrush, no toothpaste? Where's the shampoo? She thought, you gotta bring that stuff. I said, what? Well, another story. I used to live at the Ritz for 8 months, so I was used to everything.
Oh, 你那时候在哪？
那个波特曼。
波特曼。
Yeah.
你在上海的波特曼住了八个月啊。
Yeah.
为什么？你哪来那么多钱？
Long story. It was free.、Oh,
下次说吧。
Anyway, it was free.
所以就是同学们是这样的，在美国呢，很多 they push you to self service.
嗯、mm.。
他不给你提供很多的东西。
嗯、
mm.。而且可能外国人会觉得，第一就是这是一个资源的浪费，对吧？
Yeah,
我给你那么多一次性的牙刷牙膏也不环保。第二个呢，很多外国人就觉得。这种东西是很个人的 it's very intimate、mm. 很多去住酒店的人说我也不想用酒店的牙刷牙膏、
mm.
也不是什么好东西所以我情愿自己带、
Yeah, that's a valid point but I still think it's good to you know, supply that in case you know, you forgot the packet or something you know?
对就有些酒店你打电话去问他的 concierge 什么的 housekeep、那个叫什么 room service 还是什么、mm-hmm. 他会给你但
And then they charge you an arm and a leg for it
对有可能他会问你收费啊什么的、mm-hmm. 所以最好自己带那另外还有一个中国我们会比较不适应的就是有些美国酒店房间没有热水壶 No、
oh.
kettle
Yeah, that's true
K-E-T-T-L-E啊、
热水壶
对但我一般发现呢你打个电话也是去问他们他们会有的所以你就要告诉他啊、
嗯
哦、Could I have a kettle、
嗯、
and they'll bring it to you、
嗯、
所以美国酒店你很抓狂只能用那 coffee maker 烧水烧又烧不开想泡点面这个水也不够热然后就每个房间有一个 ice bucket 有个冰桶中国人说我拿这东西有什么用呢 I want kettle I want boiling water
That's true but I do prefer the ice bucket
culture difference right
Yes that's right
好那如果这个夏天你有任何的 travel plans 出游的行计划呢 We hope you have a great time And don't forget about all the tips we've given you today、
嗯、
最后呢如果要学更多实用的英语口语可以去下载 Open Language 的 app We'll see you next time, bye
Bye